So with that, we're going to go on to the public hearing of Measure D, five-year program of projects and regional projects and lift line.
Good afternoon, commissioners. I always like to guess if I'm going to say good afternoon or good morning. I was guessing good afternoon. I guess I was right on. So approximately 9 years ago, on November 8, 2016, more than two-thirds of Santa Cruz County residents approved the 30-year half-cent sales tax that we call Measure D. The measure began generating revenues in 2017 and will expire 30 years later in 2047. By having this half-cent sales tax, Santa Cruz County is one of 25 counties in California that's considered a self-help county. Self-help county is one in which we have approved a local sales tax and creating a local funding resource for local transportation priorities. This has been realized in a number of ways over the last, the benefits of this measure have been realized in a number of ways over the last 9 years, and we can all see significant progress in improving Santa Cruz County's transportation system in that fairly short time. It can't be overemphasized that Santa Cruz County would not be seeing this level of investment without Measure D. Today, I will present proposed updates to the Measure D five-year expenditure plan that is a shorter-term look at Measure D investments, specifically those that are associated with the regional projects as well as lift line. Next slide, please. So the Measure D expenditure plan allocates revenues by formula to five different categories as shown on this slide. The neighborhood and local road projects and transit and paratransit projects or revenues for those projects are direct allocations to the cities and the county, to Santa Cruz Metro and Lift Line. And those public hearings are held by those respective agencies with the exception of Lift Line, which is included in today's public hearing. The highway corridors, the rail corridor, and the active transportation corridor, excuse me, are we considered our regional categories of for funding under Measure D, and those are under the discretion of the RTC, and which is we're discussing today. Today's report will also update the portion. Oh, I mentioned that. I'm sorry about the lift line. So we'll be talking about lift lines public hearing as well. Next slide. There are some, there are really three components as I see it to the Measure D oversight and administration that I wanted to highlight on this slide. We have our strategic investment plan, which is a long-term look at funding, Measure D funding and how to strategically invest it to achieve our regional goals and complete the requirements identified in the ordinance. So it's really our guiding policy document. Our most recent strategic investment plan was adopted in 2023, and we update that every 5 years or so. Again, that's a focusing on the project of regional significance. The Measure D five-year plan is what we're talking about today. Again, that's the shorter term project funding needs. And it also includes investments to our ongoing transportation services and maintenance needs. So those are also captured. And then we have our taxpayer oversight committee, which reviews the expenditures to ensure that they conform with the ordinance. Next slide. So it's important to think when you're thinking about the Measure D five-year plan, you can look at it a variety of different ways of how the funding are allocated. But we really look at allocating funding to both pre-construction and construction costs for those regional projects. And as we've talked about at many of our meetings, we look how to strategically invest in, and we've leveraged over $450 million in state, federal, and private grants for these projects. So I can't overemphasize the importance of being a self-help county. More recently, we've been talking specifically about financing and the need to borrow against future revenues to complete transportation investments sooner, and also to align our expenditures with grant funding deadlines. In addition, we've talked also at our recent meetings about the importance of advancing these projects to minimize rising construction and escalation costs. Escalation costs are real and significant, and it's important for us to keep that in mind when we're thinking about the benefits of financing for these projects. And it also, the financing approach would spread those financing costs over the term of the tax. Next slide.
So specifically, this five-year plan update extends from this current fiscal year, 25-26 through 29-30. It adds new funding to some programs, particularly for ongoing transportation services and maintenance needs for that additional year, fiscal year 29-30. So you'll hear me reference that when I go through the slides specific to each regional category. It also spreads out the funding and addresses what might be carryover from prior years. So we look at actual expenditures from 23-24, 24-25. So you might see some adjustments in those earlier year totals. Also, we're looking at preserving funding that's needed to advance segments 13 through 20. The commission did discuss this at their last meeting and asked about some of the project delivery options for segments 13 through 20. And then also to continue to advance previously programmed projects. Just want to make sure I covered everything. All right, that's good. Next slide. So Lift Line, as I mentioned, Community Bridges, they're the only recipient of Measure D revenues that are not a public agency. So we do hold a public hearing for them today. Their Measure D five-year plan was also, like all the five-year plans, were reviewed by the RTC's advisory committees. The Elderly and Disabled Transportation Advisory Committee takes a close look at the Lift Line Measure D five-year plan as well. The transportation services that are funded through the Measure D five-year plan provide access to the essential door-to-door services, driver training, vehicle purchases, scheduling and dispatch, outreach to inform folks that the service is available to them. And they're also been working towards accumulating funding for an operations facility. Next slide. So under the Highway Measure D category, we have 25% of the Measure D revenues are committed to this category, about $250 million or so over the life of the measure. The funding, this category calls out specific transportation projects. I'm sure many of you are familiar with the slide on the right that shows the different phased highway improvements, and you see it when you're out on the roadway because a lot of activity is happening. So it includes the auxiliary lanes, the bus on shoulders, and the bike and pedestrian crossings. It was exciting to hear our director's report on the work with the Mar Vista overcrossing, which I think I started noting was under development in 2004. So I'm excited to see that coming forward. The transportation services that you might not be aware of, but it's definitely good to pay attention to, are Freeway Service Patrol, which specifically address non-recurrent congestion out there, help people get off the roadway if they're in need. We have our Safe on 17, the California Highway Patrol work, which is a great program to enhance enforcement on Highway 17. And of course, our Cruise 511 Go Santa Cruz County program that provides traveler information. Next slide, please. So as part of the proposed five-year plan update, in terms of capital costs, the Measure D five-year plan proposes to add $900,000 to the Highway 1 SoCal 41st project, which is under construction and would address changes in project construction costs. It also proposes to add $4 million to the Highway 1 State Park Bay Porter project for construction support needs and unforeseen field conditions. The Measure D five-year plan also, as I mentioned, adds funding for transportation services, primarily in that last year for fiscal year 29-30, which is added to this current Measure D five-year plan. And as we've mentioned at our September meeting, adoption of this five-year plan in order to meet the commitments will require a financing plan for this fiscal year. And based on our analysis we've done internally, we would then have new capacity. If we financed to meet all the funding needs in this Measure D five-year plan period, we'd have new capacity again generated in fiscal year 41-42. Our team will come back to you with more information about the next steps for obtaining the required financing at a future meeting. Next slide. So the Measure D active transportation program is primarily focused on the Coastal Rail Trail and Monterey Bay Sanctuary Scenic Trail. 17% of the revenues are dedicated to that revenue source. It goes to the pre-construction, the environmental review, project approval, project design, and also the construction of these projects. And I've shown this slide a number of times. It's on our website as well to show you how things are under development. And the funding used through Measure D are essential in advancing these projects. Next slide. For the Measure D rail corridor, Sunny, could you mind just seeing if you, there was one more that I missed it? Go back one more. Huh. Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and go to the Coastal Rail Trail slide. I'll just go ahead and for the Coastal Rail Trail, it's in the staff report as well. Our staff is recommending that we advance some of the funding program for segments 8 and 9 and 10 and 11 that is identified for construction to pre-construction to allow those projects to move forward with their final design. We've reported at our prior meetings that the there's a funding gap for final design and about $8.3 million for these projects. So our recommendation was to program advance $2 million from segments 8 and 9 that was previously programmed for construction, as well as advance $1.3 million for segments 10 and 11. I'm going to take a note here to look at my revised recommendation based on your prior action at the prior agenda item.
It should be the balance of the 1.3 because we moved 2 in our recommendation.
Right. So so the revised recommendation would be, again, to not only advance the $2 million for the segment 8 and 9, but also to add $730,000 more for segments 8 and 9, and then advance $3.6 million for segments 10 and 11. The reason that I've identified adding more funding for segments 8 and 9 is you'll see in our Measure D five-year plan that those projects are identified separately, so they're not lumped together, and there's not a sufficient funding program to 8 and 9 to advance the full $2.7 million. So that would make them whole with their $8.3 million. Next slide, please. Measure D rail corridor receives 8% of the Measure D revenues. Those fundings are used for storm repair and infrastructure maintenance. And also this used for transportation, developing input on transportation uses of the Santa Cruz Branch Rail Line, including the Zeppert project. It can involve the community input, other public transit planning, and environmental economic analysis. So we've seen those funds used for a variety of planning studies, as well as storm repair, infrastructure maintenance. And something that's really important about this category is, you know, RTC owns the 32-mile rail line, and as the owner, we need to protect our assets. So in thinking about how we use these funds over the life of Measure D, we want to be very conservative and prudent to prepare for any potential impacts that might occur to the property owned by RTC. Next slide. The State Route 9 San Lorenzo Valley Corridor Plan, you've probably heard about the, hopefully you've heard about or are familiar with the Felton's Complete Streets Plan that was discussed at the prior item. These improvements include sidewalk improvements, crossing improvements, bus stop access. As was mentioned in your previous item, there's $10 million that was set aside for this that is not, does not increase over time. It's not tied to escalation. So we're very careful with how these funds are used. Next slide. So in your prior action, you did not include the $679,000 in funding for the San Lorenzo, the Felton Complete Streets enhancement projects. There is funding that's previously programmed within Measure D to accommodate this request. There's no new funding that's recommended, but we'll use what's currently programmed for this project. It's important to note because there is a fixed amount of $10 million. That anytime we add additional funds, like any of our projects, to one project, there's less funding available for other areas in the San Lorenzo Valley. So we're carefully trying to juggle that, and one of the reasons you saw the application to the Consolidated Grants Program. Next slide. The wildlife crossing was completed in 2023 at Laurel Curve on Highway 17. We did do an inter-program loan from the Highway Corridors Program, and so you'll see that in the Measure D five-year plan being paid back over the life of Measure D. Next slide. Oh. Well, that would conclude my presentation. I have had.
Any commissioners' questions? Commissioner questions. Commissioner Clark.
So taking a look here on page 19-6, we talk about the Coastal Rail Trail segments.
Why is the final design cost for the interim trail configuration, trail on rail, $10 million? Why is that significantly higher than the $8.3 million for the ultimate trail configuration? Is that correct or is it typo or?
Good question. I'll defer the specifics to Rob Tidmore at the County of Santa Cruz Project Manager and Matt Starkey from City of Santa Cruz. But one important thing to note is that 8.3 is in addition to what's been previously allocated for final design. So I'll let them speak to the total cost of final design, but it is greater than $10 million.
Good morning, Chair, Commissioners. Rob Tidmore, Principal Planner for Santa Cruz County. Thank you, Commissioner Clark, for the question. So just to reiterate the question to make sure I understand it correctly, you're referring to the table that compares, the cost of final design for the interim trail versus the ultimate trail. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it's on page 19.6 of the staff report for that.
Yeah, thank you. So I'll speak to 10 and 11 specifically. So the difference in price between final design for the ultimate trail, which is $5.7 million for 10 and 11, and the interim trail for segments 10 and 11 as of $5.1 million, the number for the interim trail includes $2 million in potential seismic retrofits. So designing the seismic retrofits for both the two rail bridges, one over Rodeo Gulch and one over New Brighton Bridge. And we don't know yet whether that will be required because we have not done the seismic analysis of those bridges. So it's sort of a worst case scenario. Assuming that those bridges do need seismic retrofits, this funding would include enough design work to modify those bridges.
And would that work be necessary no matter which trail configuration we went with, or is this just specific for one versus the other?
That's a great question. So because the ultimate trail is providing standalone prefabricated pedestrian bridges adjacent to the rail bridges, that design is not necessary for the ultimate trail, but it could be necessary for the interim trail because we are reusing those bridges for pedestrian use.
Wow, excellent response. Thanks. It does help clear it up. I appreciate that.
Great. Thank you.
And go ahead, Commissioners.
A follow-up question having to do with whether the costs that are provided in the table, which is there's a table on 1922 and 1921, are they escalated costs for the interim trail? What kind of escalation do these costs represent?
So, great question, Commissioner Schifrin. So the cost for right-of-way category dash mitigation, so that would be, environmental mitigation that's required to mitigate for environmental impacts to the trail, as well as the construction have been escalated under both tables. So they're escalated for the interim trail. They're also escalated for the ultimate trail. However, there's a difference in the timeline for those. So for the interim trail, the escalation was advanced to, assuming the projects in a worst case scenario do not start until January of 2029. So there's an additional year and a half or so of escalation built into the interim trail estimates versus the ultimate trail, which is escalated to roughly December of 2028.
Okay, thank you. That's helpful. And then I had one other question, if I might. On page 19-16, there doesn't seem to be any funding programmed for the rail trails 13 through 17, 19. So I did ask, I just wanted to get from maybe the director or you, Grace, the response for how future programming of the South County trails trail segments is going to be incorporated.
Thank you for asking that question. I got a little thrown off. I guess one of my slides was hidden, so apologies there. Yes, a key consideration in putting together for the Measure D five-year plan was preserving future funding for segments in and around the city of Watsonville. You might have seen that it was previously listed as segment 18 in the table, and we've broadened that to look at what we could deliver. So this proposed proposed five-year plan preserves the option for the commission to program $30 million in addition to the current 4.8 program to City of Watsonville as early as fiscal year 30-31. It's not a part of today's recommendation to program that fund, but that is preserved for that option in the future. And right now, if you look at how much has been fund have been committed previously to segments 7 through 12, it's roughly $35 million as well. So we took that direction to try to preserve future funding for the equity purposes.
Would there be any problem in programming some of that $30 million to really encourage starting work on those segments? It seems, if maybe it would come up next year, maybe not. But I think, you know, I think the commission has expressed a strong desire to really start moving assertively on getting funding for those South County segments. So it's a little bit discouraging that it's not in this five-year plan, even if it's just a limited amount to really be there to encourage staff to start working more actively on that. I think that would be desirable. So I don't.
Can I respond to that?
Sure.
Go ahead, Murray. I have a response.
Somebody's going to respond.
Thank you. Murray Fonts, Assistant Public Works Director. I appreciate the promotion, but Assistant Public Works Director, City of Watsonville. Watsonville appreciates the opportunity we've had to work with commission staff on bringing the rail trail down to Watsonville. We were asked to stand down while the Zeppert report took place, with the understanding that $4.8 million had been programmed and would be immediately available once the report was done. I know the report's not done, but it's done far enough that we're ready to move ahead. Zeppert report identified that because of the width needed where the rail passes through Walker Street, that the trail would need to be shifted to another street. So we're anxious to move ahead with that project because it'll improve pedestrian and bicycle facilities within Watsonville. So we're working on putting together an active transportation program, Cycle 8 grant next year to go after design and construction funding for that. We had an opportunity to meet with Grace last week to discuss this. So we got our boots on the ground and we're moving ahead to use the design that's been preliminary created through the Zeppert and develop the bicycle and pedestrian facilities that would accompany the rail corridor improvements for the passenger rail system. Whether the passenger rail system happens sooner or later, Watsonville would then be able to benefit from these improvements sooner. So it would include a portion of Rodriguez Street and then go down Beach Street and provide facilities that currently don't exist.
So could I follow up and just clarify, are you saying that it would be helpful to the city to have some funding programmed in this five-year plan in terms of your efforts to move those projects forward?
Yes, and currently there is $4.8 million, and looking at this, I know it's a five-year plan, but it's truly a one-year plan because you're going to come back and do this again. The 4.8 that's currently programmed will get us through the next year, and we'll be in a better position, if needed, to say, please supplement that with additional funding.
But it is a five-year plan, so programming money in future years would be an indication of the commission's commitment to keep moving the projects forward.
Well, if you insist, yes, please program the $30 million over the next 5 years.
From you, do you want it or not?
I get it.
Thank you very much.
So, Commissioner, if I may, the way that projects get developed, we have $4.8 million that's committed and programmed and ready to use for kind of pre-construction work to better scope the project. And then at some point, we will... The intent of staff, and we're working very closely with City of Watsonville staff, is to, once we go through this process and we develop the project a little bit more, at some point we're going to be ready for going after more grants like construction grants. Those are the big ones, right? So we think that if we start now, give us a little bit of time to develop the project. And then in some of these out years where we'll potentially have some more capacity, that's the timing that we're looking at programming a significant amount for these projects for construction match. That's our approach. Did that clarify?
It does, but I think in the public realm, the commission has gotten a lot of criticism recently for its lack of support for South County projects. And, you know, there are those who trust the commission to do what you say we're going to do, and there are those who don't trust the commission to do what we say we're going to do. So my sense is it may be a sign of good faith to include in the five-year plan additional funding in subsequent years as an indication that the commission is serious about moving forward with the with these projects. I think... I have not been involved in projects in the segments in the South County, but I think there's been a lot of frustration over how long it's taken decisions to be made and projects to be done. So I think the commission's attempt to expedite moving forward in the South County is important.
Thank you.
Commissioner Hernandez.
I just want to say I'd support Commissioner Schifrin's suggestions, because I think that it's good to have these projects ready to go, shovel ready, if we are going to seek these grants. And we need to have, we need to make sure that we finish with, I'm not sure what stage is that, but at least finish all the planning, scoping, pre-construction now so that we're ready, shovel ready by the time we look for grants.
If I can, I'd just like to add that we're preparing a request for proposal for that first phase of the environmental review for segments 13 through 20. And at that point, we will return to the commission for a contract award to begin that work. And that might be another time to consider additional programming, because we'll know how much the cost of that work will be. Of course, you could direct staff to incorporate additional funding at this time, but we're still working on our cost estimates, and it will really be based on what bids we receive. We expect the request for proposal to be out in the next few weeks, and probably will continue to go through the procurement process over the holiday and be back to you in early next year with some of those cost estimates. Another option.
Commissioner Lillian.
Yes, thank you. Commissioner Cooley, thank you for bringing this up. This has been an issue with our South County residents. So you answered my question. So my question was going to be about the current status of funding for Watsonville segments. It appears that our projects has been deprioritized once again, and I would like to understand the timeline. So you gave me the timeline, and I wish it could have been put into this plan sooner, because Watsonville is asking for that rail and trail now. So if we receive our portions of this segment, we can, our community can live a little bit healthier life traveling back and forth from Santa Cruz. But thank you for working hard on this report, and hopefully we could see something happen, come to fruition in Watsonville.
Any commissioners? Online. So we'll go to public comment. So close public comment. I'll bring it back to commission for a proper motion. Commissioner Kinney.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I would move the staff recommendation with the following modifications. And Ms. Parra, thank you very much for putting up my scribbled notes. I appreciate that. But
this
I
is a paper
sincerely
nap.
Do appreciate that. So here we go. It might be slightly different. So the motion is to move the staff recommendation with the following modification: to utilize $679,000 in funds from Measure D, SLV Highway 9 Corridor five-year plans for the Felton San Lorenzo Valley Schools complete street enhancement in the year of construction. Number two, to program $2,730,000 additional funds from the Active Transportation MBSST to segments 8 and 9 in fiscal year 25-26. Third, to advance $3 $1,600,000 of fiscal year 27-28 funds from the Active Transportation MBSST to segments 10 and 11 for fiscal years 25 and 26. And finally, to commit to fully funding segments 8 and 9 with state, federal, and local funding sources and direct staff to work with the city and county project sponsors on resolving the funding challenges to meet requirements of the Active Transportation Grant Program. That is the motion.
I would second it, but ask if the maker of the motion would be willing to add another number five, which we would be to program $10 million of remaining active transportation funds for the South County projects.
I would consider that a friendly amendment.
And let me just say,
you seconded it.
I would say, agreeable to what I recommended.
There we go.
And I think one of the reasons for programming it now is the staff has indicated that they're going to be actively trying to find grants for building those segments. And having, those grants will require a local share. And my understanding is correct. It is helpful when you're going after competitive grants to have allocated funding for the local share in terms of making them more competitive. So I think as we move forward with those segments over the coming years, having funding set aside that staff can point to in looking for the outside grants that are going to be critical in making those projects happen, it would be helpful to have that additional funding program.
I just want to provide some comments. Thank you for that added amendment, because like I said, that provides a balance for us and something that we very supportive of because all those segments are, really appreciated, especially for the density in, 8, 9, 10, 11. Like I said, for our community, they also want to see some of the projects being made over here. So thanks.
Mr. Chairman, might I open on my motion? Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I will not try to take a long time, which is your indication I'll take a long time. I said I'd try, not that I would accomplish that. Mr. Chairman, don't be afraid too much of where I start this, but when I came back from serving in the legislature, and was appointed county treasurer, one of the things that a couple of RTC commissioners asked me to do at the time was head up something called the Transportation Funding Task Force. And it was 100 people, and it lasted a year, and it led to the first Measure D. And my sense of that experience during that year and then the adoption of Measure D was this: that the value proposition made with the voters was, if you raise your taxes for this many years, we will attempt to get these big things done. And the big things in that were, there would be freeway widening with capacity for Metro to be able to take more advantage of more rapid transit. I use that as a colloquial term, not as in its technical way. Two, for bus riders. The freeway would be widened under the theory that that would create less congestion, more throughput, and so on. Second piece, I think, was, and I know this actually, was that was when the rail line had been purchased. And the question at that point was, what do we do with this? A lot of ideas on what to do. But at that stage, when we asked voters to adopt Measure D, the promise to them was, we will run downfield on both rail and trail. And then I think the final component was, there are other funds in here for other activities which reduce congestion, increase the efficiency of all component parts of our system. I don't think it should surprise anybody that not all of that moved at exactly the same pace. Freeways are known quantities. All the right-of-way is there. It's a sort of old-fashioned thing to do. There's not a lot of mystery about how to do it. The funders understand it, et cetera. And so that can move, I think, a lot faster than some of the other component parts. Certainly, the trail and the rail have been combined in some people's minds, separated in other people's minds, and so on. I think where we find ourselves today is that the freeway moved ahead. Those folks who thought that was really important got the benefit of the bargain. I think what folks are asking now is, how did the other component parts get the benefit of the bargain? I think in that regard, the trail components are faster and easier to do, we are learning, than is anything about rail. Longer, more expensive, more compound, more complex, and so on. I think what on item 18 and now on item 19, what we're doing as a commission, if we adopt this, is to say, we're keeping faith with everybody who voted for this. Some voted for one reason, some voted for another reason. We are keeping faith with all of that. It is unrealistic to expect all of those to advance simultaneously at the same pace with all the funding decisions and so on. So I want to thank commissioners who engaged in a problem-solving effort on 18 and 19 over the last few weeks. I want to thank the staff for having laid out a architecture for how to do it that we could then, as commissioners, amend to try to meet what we think are these promises that we made, promises that we feel obligated to keep, but understanding that as reality intersects the aspirations, we're going to have to, as time moves on, and this is one of those times, adjust how we respond to them, how we keep faith with the voters. And I think that does that. Now, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, commissioners, for your good work on that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Very good synopsis. Anybody?
Really quick, I think, you know, I'm thankful for this motion. I'll be supporting the motion. I think the additional funding for South County will assure that in case there's matching grants that South County is competitive for those, that seed money, and also assuring that the project is shovel ready by the time we go out for any grants as well. So that's it.
Commissioner Martinez.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to the commissioners and the staff for your good work on this. I do have a question for staff and then a couple comments around the SLV Highway 9 corridor. Staff disappeared. She went ducked below. The staff recommendation on page 9 or on 19.8 had said program additional funds, although the motion says utilize funds. Can you just clarify the difference between those two actions?
I agree. It's a little bit confusing. And thanks for asking that question. It's actually, those funds are already programmed. So we said program specifically to the Felton San Lorenzo Valley School complete streets, but in the program, a project, if you look under, I think it's fiscal year 26, 27, we have the 700,000 already programmed. So I should have used a different language there and said identify specifically that it goes towards the Felton San Lorenzo Valley. So it's already programmed. We're just specifying that's the where it's going to be allocated to that project.
And so the motion is inclusive of what you're recommending. So thank you for that. And I just want to make a couple comments because thank you to the staff for applying for this project for the previous item. And thank you to all the stakeholders who demonstrated the value of continuing to have safe streets along SLV corridor around the schools. It's clear that it rose to the top during this application cycle, and I'm glad that it can be programmed with the existing funds. However, I want to encourage you to keep applying. If this funding comes available again in a couple years, we will utilize the funding that's been set aside for the San Lorenzo Valley, and we will need additional funding. And so it continues to be a priority. It continues to be something that I'll be advocating for. However, given the competing priorities before us today, my interest in seeking compromise and collaboration where everybody in our county feels like they are benefiting from the decisions of the commission today, I'm supporting this action, utilizing the Measure D funds. That said, I'm, expect me to come advocate for future funding as well. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, can I get a roll call?
I'm sorry, Chair. Can the motion be repeated?
Yeah.
With the commentary as well.
Excuse me. We have a board clerk who can repeat the motion. I mean, is that what was asked for?
Yes.
Yeah, well.
Yes, please.
Try to keep up.
It's very difficult to hear online. I'm keeping up as best I can. Thank you. Let's
go. Commissioner Quiroz-Caro, can you see the document that I just shared?
Yes, thank you.
Is that in the added amendment allocation for $10
million? $10 million being programmed for the South County segments.
Can I make a quick comment, please? You said $10 million. I would like to recommend the commissioners that instead of allocating $10 million, we should move to allocate $30 million to South County.
I would not support that. I think, you know, we don't know what those segments are going to cost. We don't know what the local share is.
It's just been a long time waiting for South County. We need to get this.
Well, you may not need the money. That's what I'm saying. We need to find out what exactly what the local share is going to be once there are grants. And you can make it as a friendly, as an amendment to the motion. I'm not supportive of it. I think.
I'll go ahead and make it into amendment to the motion.
Can I get a second? I don't see a second, so it dies, and then we continue on the motion.
If I could provide a little bit of context for the Coastal Rail Trail projects in and around Watsonville, staff has done some preliminary work on this these trail segments, and they are very large projects. They are in the magnitude of hundreds of millions of dollars in terms of construction costs. So an amount of $30 million would be very close to equivalent to how much was programmed to segments in the northern and middle section of our county. And it may not be enough for a 20% grant match looking at the cost estimates that we have today.
Well, I'm not opposed to doing it eventually. I just think we need more information.
This is point of order. We've already been through this.
So just call the question.
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Keeley?
Aye.
Commissioner Clark?
Aye.
Commissioner Montesino?
Yes.
Commissioner Hernandez?
Aye.
Commissioner Alternate Shiffrin?
Aye.
Commissioner DeSerpa?
Aye.
Commissioner Koenig?
Aye.
Commissioner Martinez?
Aye.
Commissioner Quiroz-Carter?
Aye.
Commissioner Leonor?
No.
That passes with one no.